Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. You got me, Kevin Eglin. You got, oh man, Corey Majors. And of course, the famous Alec Medford. And right now, we bring to you our Dallas Cowboys insider, brought to you by Ford and your North Texas Ford dealers. Ford is the best in Texas. It's Mickey Spagnola. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, guys. How's it going?
Well, I want to actually ask you that question. Does it make your day better or worse when we tell you that the picture we have used of you to tease this segment on social media is the picture of you on a horse?
Well, I'll put it this way. You got one in a million.
Okay.
Nice.
All
nice.
Right.
It's a good picture. I'm very proud of it.
Now, is one in a million also the number of times the Cowboys make a defensive stop per play?
Man. Oh, okay. Is that the run or the pass?
Hey, you know, it's really weird. I thought it was the pass the first 4 weeks, and now I'm concerned about the runs. But I actually wanted to ask you about something else, and this is something that Schottenheimer has talked about quite a bit, and he talked about it after the Eagles game as well. And he said it again on Sunday that this is kind of the second time in the last six games that they've let a championship opportunity turn into a loss. And if people haven't been listening, he's not literally saying like we would have won the Super Bowl on Sunday, but like those are games that championship teams win. And I wanted to see what your thoughts were of his assertion that that's twice this year they've been in a championship opportunity and lost.
Well, it's really three times, right?
Oh, you're going to add the... Do you think Packers then, right?
Yeah.
Okay, I gotcha.
I mean, they were within 1 second of beating them, right?
Yeah.
It's like, you know, if you throw out... And you can't, but you throw out the clunker against the Bears, the other three losses, they had possessions near the end of the game to win it. Well, if you score... Or if you get a stop, right, and not give up the field goal. So there's a fine line there between being just horrible, which they were against the run the last couple of weeks, right?
Yes.
And but still with an opportunity to win, if you can believe that.
Yeah.
So I think, you know, I mean, I know there's the glass half full, glass half empty, that deal. But there's a fine line. We watched it last night twice.
Yes.
Right?
Very entertaining games last
night.
So
it made me think that whoever like wins their division or gets into the playoffs, they're going to have a bunch of losses.
Yeah.
So, you know, I know it's six games and two and three and one doesn't look good. But, you know, you never know how this thing's going to turn out. You know, maybe... the Cowboys, well, they lost to the Bears, but maybe they can turn into the Bears, a team no one's expecting anything out of, and you jump up and beat Washington the way they did. Or, you know, what happened to Buffalo again, right? They were going to win everything and win the Super Bowl.
Right.
And, you know, what are they? They're sitting there.
They're tied for first place with the Patriots.
The Patriots,
yeah.
Right? And what about Kansas City?
Yeah.
3-3. They're a half game better than the Cowboys. So, I just think this idea of give up is a little bit early. Now, if the trend continues, I get it, right? But Washington's beatable. I mean, They're 3-3, right?
I think all the teams in this division
everybody
are beatable,
is,
for
right?
sure.
Yeah, absolutely. You look at what the Giants did.
Yeah.
So, yeah, this ain't over yet, six games into the season. Now, I was as critical as anybody could be writing about that game on Monday. And, you know, they sort of deserved it. But then when you look back, you go, they lost by 3 points.
Yeah.
As bad as it was. And so this whole thing, I know we look at all the statistics. It comes down to making a play when you need to make it, right? And in those losses, they have, in two of them and the tie, they didn't. But it was that close to make, can I make another play? I can give up, 300 yards rushing, but if I make a play when I need to make a play, maybe I don't lose by a walk-off field goal.
Right.
So I think, it's too early to just trash this team and say, okay, they can't do it.
No.
We'll see what happens.
And I'm with you on that, and I know that the Cowboys don't look at it this way, as they should not. Just me, as somebody who also covers the team, and I'm going to be honest, I was born and raised here. I'm a fan. I think what troubles me, Mickey, and I know that this NFL is set up for parity, but I get worried at, it felt like the beginning of the season was an opportunity for you to get a head start on your record with, once you get into right before Thanksgiving, Philly, Kansas City, Detroit, Minnesota, the Chargers back to back to back to back to back. I'm worried as I thought they were going to have a better record at this point to maybe weather the storm of what looks like a tough end of the year schedule.
Yeah, I just thought with all the newness, how young they were in some places, that, if you can keep your head even with the water at 3-3, and let's see what happens. Because all those teams that you just mentioned that should have been, you can't beat.
Right.
We'll start looking at what their records are.
Sure.
Right? It might not be as tough as we think, or maybe the middle part's, even tougher. The Chargers, they're losing. Kansas City's losing. Detroit lost. So it's not like everybody's unbeatable down that stretch. Let's see what happened, because most of them are either 4-2 or 3-2,
right,
or 3-3. I just think that stretch that we all talked about, those teams are losing games, and most of them just one less than the Cowboys at this point.
From what Eberflus from past time,
yeah,
while he was here, and also now that he's here, how is he managing the chaos that is happening right now with their defense?
Yeah, I think that, I think he's, obviously dealing with it, and I'm sure it's not the first time he's experienced chaos. But again, is it scheme or is it personnel? And I think that's the thing he kind of, have to ask yourself.
What's your breakdown of that?
I see what they're trying to do. And if you don't hold down the line of scrimmage, and it's not just defensive tackles, right?
Yes.
The defensive ends have got to contribute.
Agreed.
Right? Did you see DeMarcus Lawrence's line from this past week?
I did not.
I mean, he had like 5 tackles, couple sacks, pressures. He had a really good game. We forget how important he was at defensive end.
Yep.
He was their best run defender on the defensive line.
Yep.
Right?
Yeah.
And so far, these defensive ends have not done that. Not even close to helping the way you need to help against the run. If you look at what Charles Haley did, and everybody looks at the sacks and everything, he was pretty darn good against the run, too, setting an edge, creating havoc on the outside. So far, the defensive ends in the run game have not created any havoc, and everybody can't be a pass rush specialist. You got to be able to play the run too. Couple of the way they lined up, they were so wide, there was a gap right up the middle. Now, I'm not sure what that was supposed to be. But it was almost like the defensive ends were so worried about protecting the edge that they were getting gashed right up the middle. The entire game, by the way. Now, is it the defensive tackles? Are the linebackers not reading gaps to where they're supposed to be? You're playing with some young linebackers out there, by the way. A fifth-round draft choice.
Yep.
All right? And then Leofau is a third and only in his second year. And these guys are kind of in there, and you didn't start the season off thinking Murray was a middle linebacker, although I thought he was. They didn't. They thought he was a strong side or outside guy. So there's a lot of adjustments that has to take place. And, we keep saying this, and I don't know how much we should count on it, but at some point Overshown's going to show up. But is he going to show up, and have, what did he have, like 90 tackles last year before he got hurt? Are you going to get that guy? Because I think we're seeing a slower progression from torn ACL from Sam Williams. He doesn't look like the guy that we thought he was before he tore the ACL.
Yeah, he didn't have that explosive.
Yeah, so we're going to see. Will he come around as the season goes along? Is he just a rotation player? And I heard you guys talking about, who starts. That doesn't matter. You just kind of look at the snaps, right? And you can start, but maybe you don't get as many snaps.
Yeah.
So, yeah. But again, I just think they got too many defensive ends that are pass rushers, and guys aren't playing the run well enough. They're getting... there was one play, and I was like, why did that hole open up? Well, a tight end took out the defensive end. You shouldn't do that. You should be able to beat a defense, a tight end's block. You got to be better than that against the run. So that's a lot of when you look at who's playing defensive end. Can you play the run? And maybe that's the reason why they're not in there as many snaps as you might like.
Thank you very much, good sir. Tomorrow, I really want to pick up, because I'm fascinated by this, the Cowboys run offense.
The Dallas Cowboys?
Yes.
What happened?
Yeah, we've talked a lot about the run defense, but I want to go to that tomorrow. We'll pick the conversation up then.
I'll do my homework.
I like it.
There you go.
I feel like there's a column on the way, Kevin.
Ooh. Mickey Spagnola from DallasCowboys.com. By the way, if you wanted one more stat coming out of that game, Cowboys have played 38 games in franchise history in which they didn't allow a sack or have a turnover on offense. They are now 33-5 in those games. So there's that.
We can be better.
Yeah. Yes.
See, it can only go up from here,
okay,
Kevin.
All right.
Got to look at the bright side
okay.
on this.
Okay. I like it. Now, nobody cares about your fantasy football team, but today we do. I'm sorry to bring this up, Corey, because I know that you said you suffered your first loss
this year.
I'm sorry about that. From the 903, I sat Dallas Goedert. Dalton Kincaid was a scratch, and I didn't have another tight end, and I lost by one freaking point.
No.
Now, here's good news.
I hate that for you.
From the 432, I went 3-0 in my fantasy leagues and won $60 with my various plays.
That's what I'm talking about. Congratulations.
Very nice.
Nice work.
From the 214, in one of my fantasy leagues, a guy had already given up and had five players out of his lineup, so I thought I would win easy, but I was sweating until the end and only won by 4 points.
Dude, sometimes you're up against that one dude that hasn't done anything. That's what happened to me. The guy I was playing had one win this year.
Right.
He had Cam Scataboo also. Scataboo scored 30 points on me.
What? Is it the most irritating when all of the players are like slightly a step above of projections, or is it when that one person has a game that like nobody anticipated? And you're like, the hell is that?
And you're like, you didn't make a good play there. You got lucky. You had to pick a dude up off the bench. I did that with Jabbar Gaffney once, won a Super Bowl. It's fine.
Right.
You had to make the play. You're not a genius. You did look smart. You can say you're a genius though. Who else? Nobody else played him. I did. I love it.
Man, this is tough. From the 214, I lost Puka Nacua, and also I had lost Hill and Neighbors 2 weeks ago.
I'm so
God,
sorry.
God, that is an all-star lineup of receivers that you've
lost.
There's
a dude in our league. His whole team's hurt. like the whole team. It just says O or Q or IR next to all his players. I'm like, drop some of those IR guys. They're never coming back.
From the 252, this is magical. I went to bed with 1% chance of winning, and I woke up, and Jaden Daniels, with that fumble, I won the game by 1 point.
Dude, that's amazing. And DeAndre Swift.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly you know what why people it's not, outside of Cleveland you know, think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
That helped some people out last night, too, with that big catch and run at the end of the game for the touchdown.
That's probably true.
You know, that was a big moment for he had a really good game yesterday.
That is impressive. And then this is unrelated, but the 945. I was in the 7-Eleven and walked past the table of cookies and remember that Kevin said the sugar cookies there were the bomb. And was he ever so right? So if you need to.
They do have good sugar cookies.
Yes. And they used to have these sugar cookie M&Ms. That I wish they would bring back that were awesome.
There's this French cookie that I like. It's got pecans and toffee, and it's made by Nestlé Toulouse is the name of the place. They're very good. They make them in these little packages. You can just kind of take the little cubes and put them in the oven and make them. Or you could eat them raw like that if you like.
You are the worst. From the 469, I'm 1-5 in my dynasty league, and I have 7 players on IR or out. Now I'm forced to start Jaden Blue. Well,
that you should find another
check
running back.
The waiver wire for somebody who will run for more than 2 yards
and maybe get more attempts.
Yes, man. But I don't know if I want him to get more attempts. And now, by the way, one more super positive one. I had Bijan Robinson, Scataboo, and JSN, and I won by 50 points.
Jeez.
I would hope so. That's the thing that would piss me off. If you have those standout performances, but somehow their entire team like overdid what their projections were and you're lost, and you're like, ow!
Yeah. I do ask you this. Next week, Kevin, I want to talk about the idea, the concept of not playing somebody so you don't get negative points.
Oh, I like that concept. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, the man who already always has concepts of a plan.
Concepts and plans.
It's time for AM on the FM.
We got the question of the day, plus romantic fast food next on The Fan.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Want to remind everybody, this Friday we're going to be at Taco Bueno in Dallas. But it's 7940 Forest Lane, not the North Central Expressway one we've been to a couple of times. This one is out in the forests of Dallas, 7940 Forest Lane.
That's not true. That is not true. It's not a forest. It's a Forest Lane.
All right,
it's
have
a
you
road.
Been to this Taco Bueno?
Yes.
Liar. Right now, it's time for this.
I've literally been in this Taco Bueno.
What does this button do? Please, please, do not push the button. You have no idea of what it...
Alec, you be quiet.
Alec, that was awful. One for Alec, 0 for Peyton.
Don't you dare touch that dial.
Don't you dare do it. It is time.
You can't just say liar.
Yeah, I can.
You can't just say that.
Pitch sure. To the intro.
You can't just be like, liar. That's not how that works. I've been there. I've received.
Oh, okay. No. Okay, Alec. He's right. I won't say liar. Instead, I'll tell a folksy anecdote about how I bought the team in 1989 when no one believed in me.
Huh. Okay. I like this. I feel like I've heard that methodology before, Kevin. So I'm more very specific. I don't know. Maybe. But it's time for AM on the FM. My name is Alec Medford, the man that they call the Pride of Mansfield, Texas.
You know what, Alec? I'm going to pause you right there.
Jeez.
And this is your fault.
What?
The first one was my fault.
What did I do?
You didn't pay attention to the show. Corey?
What up?
We have Pudge coming up at 11:40.
That's right.
10 minutes ago, they sent out a State Fair trivia quiz to win tickets. And I was like, who has time to do this so fast?
Yeah.
One of the winners is our very own Alec Medford. Was he not listening to the show to win the fair tickets?
Big Tech started out
by Santa Claus.
Yes. Stephen Jones once said, you'll have to ask him.
Alec. That's a good point.
That's a great point.
Alec, were you winning fair tickets instead of paying attention
so
to the show?
So was Ross and Kevin Walker. Shouldn't they be toloing?
That's right.
Stupid jerks.
Oh, man. God forbid a man's trying to have fun with his family, man.
Are you taking your family to the fair?
Yeah, my sister just moved back to Texas a couple weeks ago, and she's never been.
All right.
So she wants to go.
I thought you were bringing some rando that never going to meet.
She's doing great.
That's awesome.
Yeah, she lives out in Leonard now, so yeah.
What up, Leonard?
Yeah, so we need to do some marketing out there. There's a lot of open land. So if you want to, I've heard it's booming out there. Business is absolutely booming. So if you want to get ahead of the curve there you go. But it is AM on the FM. We got the question of the day. Plus, I didn't know fast food could be so romantic. You're going to hear from Ryan Fitzpatrick. Yes, the former NFL quarterback and now Thursday Night Football analyst. He's got a great story to tell. That was from the Rich Eisen show. But gentlemen, the question of the day today, it's not going to be what am I going to do with those fair tickets, Kevin? I actually do have a question about the Taco Bueno football feast this Friday. Since it's going to be in the forest, Kevin, do you think we will have an appearance from the Lorax?
Oh, yeah.
Dude, it's so weird. My son literally made a Lorax yesterday out of clay.
What?
They're off for like fall break. Stupid.
Fall break?
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
Soft. They got 3 days off.
Yeah, these kids don't have a clue.
And they get a week off at Thanksgiving. So things are different than they used to be.
Wow. See, now I feel like I'm finally at the point where I can say back in my day,
exactly,
we didn't have it that easy.
You're
I didn't
damn
have a
right.
fall break. And I only got like 3 days for Thanksgiving, not a week.
True,
the
soft.
Heck is going? Yeah, I don't like this. Anyways, today there's two national holidays of importance around here in my mind. Today is National Be Bold and Be Free Day.
Oh, yeah. Do you think it's be free because you don't have to pretend that you have hair anymore?
Yeah.
Because you're like, I don't have hair.
Yeah, I guess the moment once you kind of realize and you're just like, there's a freedom of not having to pretend anymore. I kind of like that.
Agreed.
And then more importantly to me, because I still have hair and I hopefully won't lose it anytime soon, National Dessert Day.
Ooh.
So what is the all-time favorite dessert of you two and the Tolos? 877-881-1053.
Can I throw some Shop Tolo business out there?
Ooh, I like it.
Now, we talk about Worth Collecting in Waxahachie. Very helpful with Peace-a-thon again and again. But I tell Paul the same thing every time I go out there. I'm really there to hit up the dessert spot.
Mm.
It's like three doors down.
I've seen it. Yep.
Yes. Kryptonite.
Mm-hmm. You knew it.
It's right down on that same kind of storefront area. Their cookies are effing amazing. They are the best cookies I've ever had in my life. Their peanut butter cookies and their sugar cookies are insane. So I know you were probably asking for like a cookie or whatever.
I like this.
But those cookies at the dessert spot, I'm not kidding you. They're the best cookies I've ever had in my life.
So that means I need to go see Paul.
Yes.
Just so I can secretly really ulterior motive is going to be to get desserts.
Yes. I tell him that. I am open about that now. I'm like, I'm really here to get cookies.
I like it. Majors.
Dude, this is brutally tough for me. Because
I
love a good bread pudding. All right. Bread pudding is, I don't like things that are crunchy as much as I like goopy things. I don't know if that's the right word for that.
Is it the banana pudding that has the Nilla wafers that come with
Nilla
it?
Nilla wafers are amazing too. I love a good, cheesecake. Give me a cheesecake line. One of those suckers up. I am a sucker for creme brulee.
Oh,
I love a creme brulee.
Okay,
so good.
There's a lot of the things I'm naming off have a lot of vanilla in them, but at the end of the day, the greatest dessert I have is on my birthday when I ask Adrian to make me a peach cobbler. Instead of a birthday cake, I require cobbler. Much like Skip Schumacher. He's a cobbler.
I don't think that's going to catch on.
But I wonder, see, that's the thing. I hope he doesn't like, oh, dude, I was killed that as a kid. I'll never like you because of it. Hopefully he won't. Yeah, I won't. Peach cobbler, the way the wife makes it is the best. She doesn't use like puff pastry that she gets, frozen.
Yeah.
She makes the dough part of it and it absorbs all that stuff. Oh, there's so much butter and sugar. Sugar and butter and sugar and butter and buttered sugar. So good.
You doing all right over there?
Butter and all.
Okay.
Thanks, Corey. If we're giving out recommendations, I have a 2-for-1 for you.
Oh.
Just hear me out and paint the picture in your head. So you're hungry for lunch, right? And you say, I want some barbecue. You go to the Mansfield Hurtado location and you have your lunch there. And then right next door to it is a place called Tracy's Irresistible Desserts.
Oh.
And you know,
that sounds irresistible.
Pride of Mansfield, Texas. You know, I love these things. Yes, I love the Mansfield Hurtado location. That's my home location, if you will. Literally right next door to them, a little cheesecake and other dessert spot that is amazing. I met the owner, Tracy, last time I went. Lovely lady, had a great conversation, and I love this place. The prices are amazing, but the selection of cheesecake. I have not heard of some of these flavor combinations in my life.
Okay.
But they are wonderful. Like different kind of like Oreo cheesecake, Reese's, all kinds of crazy stuff, like coffee flavors, brownies even. Like it's amazing. It is so good. So I'm telling you, do the 2-for-1. Go to Hurtado's for lunch and get dessert at Tracy's after if you're ever in the Mansfield area. Trust me, I will not let you down.
Okay.
For whenever I took Adrian to prom, we came back to my house and I made a cheesecake.
Oh.
And we ate it.
Was it good?
Hell yeah, it was good. Okay. He even questioned me like that.
Huh.
I was just trying to engage
my mom made it.
Oh.
Yeah.
You liar.
I took credit for it though.
Did she ever make you like brownies or anything?
Now we're married. Huh?
Did she ever make you like brownies?
You know that story.
Man. I'm just ready for Peace-a-thon so we can see if the return of Mike's pie happens or not.
Dude, I'm kidding you. I'm not kidding you. That is one of my favorite all-time Peace-a-thon moments, how mad he got. We're all like, it looks burnt. And he's like, you're stupid.
Dude, him and Derek Holland were going to have fist fights.
Yeah. Dude, and it was when we got to the 520 Expressway is when it really melted down because Derek was like, I'm just going to lean into the idea that this pie sucks. And Mike was not having any of it. And we were all just in tears laughing. Because it was just pure madness. 877-881-1053. Your favorite desserts for National Dessert Day. I see tiramisu from the 469.
So good.
Coconut cream pie from the 903.
Oh, tres leches.
That means the three milks.
Yeah. Have you ever had a diez leches?
I'm assuming that's just two milks.
10 milks.
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
How many milks can you
doses, say, too,
you didn't
Kevin.
Say doses. My bad.
Shut up.
Shut up. You're right. And even my littlest son would be disappointed because he can now count to 10 in Spanish and he'd be like, come on, dude.
Yeah, we do this.
Think I've got a drop for that.
Sounds about white.
There we go. All right.
I'm sorry.
Just going to move on with
that. Oh, I'm the worst.
Let's see. Lots of people agreeing on the cobbler. Seen their majors. Some cheesecake coming in from the 817, from the 214, German chocolate cake. Or any chocolate cake. I will say the German chocolate cake, to be specific, the best chocolate cake out there. I don't even know what the difference is.
Do you like coconut? Like some people don't like coconut. Like
I don't mind it.
I like coconut a lot. And so I always, as a child, loved the German chocolate cake.
I don't seek it out. But, like, if it's there, I'm like, oh, that's a nice, you know, change of pace.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brett Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah, you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Sure, why not? Coconut water, though, very good. Good for the hydration, too, as well. So whenever next summer rolls around, or I mean just like 2 weeks from now, it'll randomly be 100 degrees again because you know how it goes.
Is it the potassium? Is that one of the reason?
Yep. Yeah. I need to make the switch to that. Like drinking it in the morning is so good for you, but I need to make the switch. It's just I always forget. Every time I'm at HEB, yeah, Mike, I have one in my neighborhood. Take that.
They're building another one in Rockwall.
Yeah. Oh, so Peyton gets
that's
to enjoy
near my
HEB.
House.
There you
Mike.
Go. Yeah, there you go. Peyton's fist pumping back here because he's getting a HEB. Everybody but Mike.
How much money do you think we could make if somehow that could be a Peace-a-thon auction item, build a HEB near Mike's house? Like how much would he donate to make that happen?
Well, I'm going to let you guys go to the fan text because the phone is ringing.
Oh, the phone is ringing.
I think, Kevin, honestly, I think it would be more in the lines of him trying to donate all of his Evan Carter cards.
Okay.
And his wife. He'd be like, whatever I need in order to get an HB in my neighborhood.
All right. I like that. And you're probably not wrong. We need to figure out some bits for things that specifically Mike can bid on.
Yes.
We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, we will talk with Texas Rangers legend and Hall of Famer Pud Rodriguez right here on The Fan. KNC Masterpiece back here on 105 Through the Fan. Right now, we bring on Texas Rangers legend, Hall of Famer. It is Pud Rodriguez. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, guys. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. Thanks for jumping on with us. I know there's a lot of stuff to talk about. We want to talk about that Global Mission Summit as well. But have you had the chance to meet, chat with Skip Schumacher and get to know him a little bit better?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we have a great time, and you know, last couple of days, I went there to meet all these entrepreneur guys there, and we have a blast, and I was very happy that I got invited to speak with Mike Hoke, which is the chairman of Hoke Global. He's the one that invited me there to talk to some of the guys, and I have a great time.
I'm always curious, Pudge, whenever it comes to the catcher position and a manager, like Bochy and Heim, you know, they both played the position. They had a really good relationship. How important is the manager-catcher relationship?
It's very important, obviously. There's a big connection there. Obviously, the catcher's have to study the game a lot the same way than the manager and the pitching coach and the whole coaching staff has to go through all these reports and study and seeing videos. And I think it's important to have that connection. I think when you have a very good tight connection with the manager, you can tell your manager when the game is going, how the pitcher feels, how they look of the pitcher based on the speed of the pitches or things like that. So for me, it's very important to have the relationship with the manager, but I think the pitching coach goes as the same because we talk more with the pitching coach and go through hitters or situations in the game with the pitching coach.
And wait, go ahead.
Who was the coach that made the biggest impression on you and your playing career?
Well, I played for 21 years. I had some great managers. I had some great managers in my career, but basically I respect all of them. And the reason that I mentioned that to you guys because obviously I studied the game. They let me do my job. They let me go through through the players that I need to sorry about that. But there's someone moving some food somewhere.
It's fine. It's fine. We're good.
I'm really sorry. But anyway, I studied the game. I want the relationship with all the managers to be 100% solid. So for me, I learned from all of them. Johnny Oakes was a great manager for me because he was one of the guys that told me, look, this is your game. You go, you call it, and if we win, the team wins. I didn't do anything. So those are the things that I like to hear from coaches and managers, because basically that's the way baseball should be going.
When you look at this year's American League MVP race, Aaron Judge against Cal Raleigh, do you root heavily for Cal Raleigh because you know how tough it is to put up those sort of offensive numbers while going through the grind of being a catcher?
Well, with all the respect from both of them, right? Aaron Judge, tremendous year. Unbelievable, hitting over 330 and hitting over 50 home runs and the RBIs. But yes, you're right. I gotta go with Riley because a lot of people don't know how hard it is to be behind the plate. But it's not only being behind the plate. It's the job that the catchers needs to do before the game. You know, the catchers are always the first one to arrive at the ballpark. And again, I'm going to go back to what I mentioned before. You got to go and see the lineup that you're going to be facing and go through every hitter's videos and get notes and then sit down and talk to the pitching coach. And then I go and do my hitting part. So for catchers, the hitting part is secondary, but when you see someone that hit 60, 61 home runs as a catcher, is amazing. I know the average is not there. I think he hit like 246, almost 250. But when you play every day and you didn't get hurt and play and be in the playoff, and now there are 2-0 against Toronto, and he hit a big home run the other night, I think he's going to be my MVP.
Is it okay for me to be excited for Cal Raleigh, the person, but still root against the Mariners because they play in our division, and so I inherently want them to lose?
Well, it happens. It happens. We couldn't win the division. We, you know, with a week and a half, we was 2 games, only 2 games behind, and then, you know, we lost 6-7 games. So that's baseball. You know, you got to play hard. You got to play 27 outs because you never know. Anything can happen.
Pudge, the WinStar commercial where you show up with the float and say, are we going to the pool? Was that your float or was that, did they give that to you?
Say it again.
The WinStar commercial where you show up with Troy Aikman and Darren Woodson and Emmitt Smith and you have the float. Was that your float or was that...
First of all, did you like the commercial?
I thought it was amazing. It's my favorite commercial.
But great. As long you guys like it, the fans like it, I like it too. No, but this is that's the way they promote it. Obviously, we have a blast of a day when we did it. It took us like 11, 12 hours to do the commercial. But you know, when you hang out with guys like that, you know, hours go quickly. So I have a blast, and the commercial came out. A lot of people love it, and I like the commercial. It was very funny.
I laugh every time to this day still.
Okay, well, since that commercial happened, can you help our campaign to get Darren Woodson into the Hall of Fame? Because we just can't figure out why he's not already in the Hall of Fame.
Well, you're right. I mean, we gotta keep supporting. We gotta keep being positive always. In my belief, it's gonna happen for sure. We have to continue giving him the best support that we can give him. But at the same time, we got to be strong and stay positive that he's going to be in the hole.
That's right. And as long as we get more Hall of Famers to talk about it, Kevin, I think we'll be okay.
Good
and we
point.
Just got Pudge to throw
Good
that out
point.
There for him. Pudge, the Rangers offense this year, it was tough. It was tough at times to get that going. How you played on teams that had the best offenses. Like, it was just so much fun as a kid to grow up watching those offenses play. How do you hope this team starts to become a better offense this year? What do they need to do?
Well, I don't know. They need to make a lot of adjustments on their swing. And, you know, early in the season, what I saw early in the season, I love it. I like it. They was more aggressive, hit the ball more the other way, put the ball in play, make contact. And the team was a lot better. After that, you know, things are going different way. We'll start to swinging too long, try to hit home runs, and do things that, for me, when you try to hit home runs all the time, you're going to fail a lot. And so, for me, I think the adjustment that the Rangers need to do is just go back to the basics, go back to stay inside of the ball, make sure get the ball gets to you and hit the ball the other way. Yes, it's easy to say, but it's hard to do it on the field. But when you're a big leaguer, you know what you need to do. And what you need to do is just make sure you see the ball, stay back, and make contact, because when you make contact, good things can happen. Obviously, baseball is more failure than produce. You know, yep. you're gonna be a lot of times out, of course. But the amount of time that I wanna be out, I wanna make good contact. I wanna hit the ball hard. I wanna make that pitcher see that, hey, you can throw me whatever you want, but body's gonna be there and I'm gonna make contact on you. So I think that's, for me, my idea that I think the Rangers should do in the offseason, work on that with the hitters and play small ball. I mean, when you have the pitching staff that the Ranger has this past season,
mm-hmm.
of course we have a chance to be in the playoffs right now, but unfortunately the last 2 or 3 weeks of the season went the other way. It was because, obviously, a lot of bad things happened as far as offense.
Now, we already switched managers. Do you think this is going to be a busy offense? A busy offseason for the Rangers in terms of maybe some folks' favorite players aren't going to be here anymore?
Well, it's going to be difficult for Skip, obviously. He needs to know the players. He's a player coach. In my belief, he did it when he was here with the Marlins, and he grabbed a young team and brought it to the playoff. And I think probably the reason that he did that is because he managed like a player. You know, you gotta go there and establish good relationship with the players, make the players understand me and you understand the players, you know, both sides, and let the players do what the players can do. They're all big leaguers. Great players. I mean, they all can make adjustments on the field. I think, you know, I would like to see the Rangers. I would like to see the players. I would like to see the hitters, the lineup, all that make some adjustments when they play the game of baseball, because I think if that happens, the thing is going to be a lot better. We did it in our time. You know, if something doesn't work, I got to make adjustment or I move forward on the play, or I go back, or I do something to put the ball in play. But I think that's the way, or this is my opinion, the way they should go this year.
Well, awesome stuff. Glad you got the chance to speak at the Global Mission Summit as well. And you got to talk with our friend Shonda. Just great stuff. A busy week for you. We appreciate your time very much.
Before I hang out, I want to say thank you to Mike Hoke for the invitation for the summit. And also I want to say thank you to all the people that went, all the entrepreneurs that they went and listened to us speak, and it was nice. So I wanted to continue supporting what we're doing, because obviously we do this to put everybody together so we can be better.
Excellent, excellent message and a worthy cause indeed. Thank you very much, good sir. By the way, globalmissionsummit.com if you want to learn more about that. Thanks for the time, Pudge.
Okay, appreciate it. Thank you for having me.
There you go. One of the I will argue the greatest Ranger of all time, Pudge Rodriguez.
You've always said that.
Yep.
To me. And to the world. Well, when you talk on a microphone, Kevin, you're talking to the
probably
world.
To the world. Mm-hmm. I put
and
out a
DFW.
Yes, I put out a list a long time ago. Maybe we need to reboot that list. Your top 10 Rangers at
kids
some point.
Kids in North Garland, the kids in East Dallas. You're talking to all of them,
yeah.
Kevin.
We're locals. We're all from the Metroplex. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, I'm excited to get the feedback on this segment. The Cowboys offense has to be nearly perfect to win. So what does that look like? Next on The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.